Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great weekend, and maybe you're starting to dry out a little bit. But, hey, we're not complaining about the rain. Needed it. We need some out west. But parts of the Lone Star State got some serious rain.
Right, you bet.
And we're going to be talking about how it will impact some of our fishing activities. But today we're talking hunting. And longtime veteran hunting predator and hog guide, Junior Walker from West Texas, Stanford, Texas, to be exact, will be joining us. I've hunted with him for years and just have a ball every time we go afield. We'll be getting some tips and techniques. Talk about his son's great gun shop in Stanford.
Okay.
You know, back when the pandemic was going on and everybody was looking for product.
Right.
And we said, check your smaller markets.
Yep, you're okay.
We'll talk about that as well. So we've got that. We've got some news from around the country as well as the state. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. You're listening to Bill Olson and Harold Gunn.
Yes.
And we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, mentioned the weather. It's going to be interesting to see the eastern half, and I don't know how much the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex got, but normally when it rains up there, eventually all that water that has to flow down our rivers that are in the eastern part of the state.
Right.
It's going to impact our coastal fishing, and we'll see if that takes place or not. You got any of your news from the National Shooting Sports?
Well, as you know, I had to scramble for stuff.
Oh, I forgot. Harold is limping along on a broken computer, folks. So I want you all to be sympathetic. But he has tear sheets.
Yeah,
I want you to, old-fashioned way of doing
some
things.
Research. Well, you know, I mean, I found some interesting things. Did you know that the Muleshoe National Wildlife Refuge has not had prairie dogs or burrowing owls since 2017?
Really?
And do you know why?
Why?
Bubonic plague.
You know that what? That will definitely wipe out.
Them dogs carry that sometimes,
they do.
You know? So just throw that out there.
Interesting. Since 2017.
17.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I got some more.
Probably because of climate change.
And global
warming.
All right. Anyway, this is something that we're always proud of, though. Participating local butcher shops. Agreed to receive and process the donations into nutritious meat at a discounted price, with the Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry and other similar organizations founded in 37 states. These organizations raise money to pay the processing bills. The meat is then distributed free of charge to community food banks, soup kitchens, other hunger relief programs to help feed the needy. Over the past 25 years, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry has facilitated the donations, processing, and distribution of meat for 23 million meals.
Wow.
To learn how to help, visit huntdownhunger.org. That's 23 million meals.
That's a bunch.
Isn't it?
That is a bunch. And that's just another way that hunters, you know,
yes,
help.
Yeah.
Besides all the money raised for conservation initiatives. Mm. So that's great. We were talking before the program, and Harold really is limping along on a busted computer until he gets his new one up and running. So we're not going to have the normal on or off road or me picking at
things,
him like we normally do.
But I'll probably
be
doing a lot of downloading over the weekend, retrieving.
But one thing that Ford, my beloved Ford,
yes,
is doing.
Uh-huh.
That makes no sense.
You're right. I need to call somebody.
We really do.
Yeah.
We'll see if we get the number and have them, and we'll put it on the air next week, okay?
Right, yeah. I do have Jim Farley's email, but
we don't want to do that.
CEO of
no,
Ford.
But what they're doing with the 2024 model,
mm-hmm,
with no AM radio.
Which makes no sense to me at all.
You pointed out that some of the biggest
stations in the nation,
right,
are AM.
Absolutely. And then other things, you're driving down the highway, and if you want information around the airport,
mm-hmm,
or, you know, road construction, they direct you to an AM
correct,
you know, station.
Correct.
Also, weather in times of emergency,
mm-hmm,
AM.
Because the signals carry further. Bob will say, you know, it's a sky wave. It bounces. So there may be some places it's not, but then there's somewhere it is. You know, so that's why as a kid, we were, you know, listening to radio stations halfway around the world on our little AM radio.
Here in the Lone Star State, our longtime affiliate in Beaumont, KLVI,
mm-hmm,
560 AM.
Correct.
Okay. They were doing a rebroadcast on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to be down in Harlingen,
right
on the tip of Texas,
mm-hmm,
and I'm just flipping around seeing what was playing,
mm-hmm,
and I hear our song.
right.
And I went, wow.
Yeah.
And I listen, I go, what, you know what, it was KLVI,
mm-hmm, right,
you know, skipping across the gulf.
Yeah, like, say that no, it just didn't make any sense.
No, none.
It can't be a cost factor. I mean, what, you know, another crystal or whatever. I don't know.
Anyway. Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Department of Public Safety have come out with an announcement this spring. Of course, we're in the midst of turkey season across the Lone Star State, and they're estimating that the Pew Research Center, that there's more than 45% of Texans own a gun. One-third of homes with children have a firearm, and many of these may be unlocked and loaded, according to the Department of Public Safety. The Keep 'Em Safe Texas program was created 3 years ago to inform and educate gun owners about the importance of safely storing firearms when not in use. And that's true, but also going along with that is just the discipline. Now, we don't want accidents to happen.
Absolutely not.
You know, lock it up, and that prevents them from getting their hands on it. But also, I kind of think parents need to reinforce, I said no.
Correct.
You know.
Correct.
And also, take them out so that you remove the mystery, mm-hmm. and teach them how to shoot.
Correct.
Okay? Show them what a gun will do, you know, as opposed to, ooh, we're going to lock this up because it's shrouded in mystery, you know, and and wonder, you know. You can't touch this. No, with dad or mom, mm-hmm. you know, at the range, we're gonna show you, and then when you get older, we're going to take you hunting.
Yep.
Okay? Be proactive about what's going on. We got just some program notes heading into upcoming weeks. Mm-hmm. And next week, we're going to have Robin Rikers. We're going to make a shift from hunting to coastal fishing. Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fishery Director, will be joining us and give us an update as the recovery from Winter Storm Uri back in February of 2021 and the restriction on the taking of speckled trout. And seems like we've done pretty well in the recovery, and mm-hmm. anglers have certainly embraced that.
Yes, they have.
And if that restriction is rescinded, you know, we can still practice catch and release.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Outdoor Report, Best Bets, but no On or Off Road.
Sorry. America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and we've got the perfect sponsor for today's show.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Third Coast Thermal.
Oh, yeah.
Founded in 2015, Third Coast Thermal's owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Brands like Fotis Defense, Envision, Pixels on Target, Zeiss, Valdata, Core Survival, iRay USA, Infraray, and Pulsar, to name just a few. In fact, our buddy and guest today, mm-hmm. Junior Walker, big fan of Third Coast Thermal and works very closely with them. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
And checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this Saturday, the first of two best days of the week. This Sunday's rated as good. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a trio of fair days. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Then next Saturday is the second best day of the week. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend and on Monday, Look for game to be most active from early to mid-afternoon and continuing to feed until early evening before sunset. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, a major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day. So look for game to be actively foraging from well before sunrise until mid to late morning. By Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, times will have continued to adjust, with game most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Thursday, April the 13th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday is a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. Monday through Friday, a string of days with a single-tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Saturday, another three-tide day, two low tides and one high. Next Sunday, as a double-tide schedule, two highs, two lows.
All right, on the coast, mentioned a moment ago that with the rains we've had this week, and the amount of rain that fell, we're going to have some water coming down our rivers in East Texas. Mm-hmm. Basically, you can use Victoria and the line where the Guadalupe River is on northward. This is going to be true for Lake Calcasieu and the Calcasieu River over in southwest Louisiana. But that could push fish that may have been up these rivers, and when I say fish, I'm talking about saltwater species like speckled trout.
Right.
Push them, you know, on away from those areas. You're going to need to get underneath the freshwater to the saltwater that's heavier and will be down the bottom. If you're fishing and you're not catching anything, use a heavier jig head and literally just kind of scoot it along the bottom. Don't hop it or bounce it. And then check your fish, and if they've got rub marks, that means that they're probably hanging around some shell and on the bottom with their belly on the bottom. We've got bird activity that will resume as this water makes its way and we return to more traditional southeast winds, pushing water back up into our bay systems. You've got some great fishing south of the Guadalupe River along the shorelines in behind Matagorda, St. Joe, Mustang, Padre Islands. Work your tides. Looking at the tides that Harold just gave you, these that have at least a three tide, and on days that have a double tide scheduled, great time to set up either on the outside beach of those back lake areas or on the inside on flooding type tides. Lower coast, they're not as affected by the river south of the Guadalupe River. Okay. So you're not going to have that runoff and freshening of our bays. Those are hypersaline type bay areas. Great fishing, great fish, and a variety of fish. And then don't forget, offshore, you know, good light wind days, go catch you some red snapper on our state waters.
Wonderful.
What's going on? Oh, boy, I tell you what, this is going to be fun to hear what Harold has to say on some of our inland lakes.
Reports. Well, here's a snappy one about Caddo. Okay. The largemouth bass bite is on fire, and the spawn is in full swing as the females have pulled up. Throw flukes, sinkos, or topwater baits around the trees. The shallow trees have been in play all spring, but the deeper trees should become targets this month and next month. Throw watermelon colors in clear water and go with darker colors like June bug if you're in the muddy water. Conroe. Bass are good using lures with vibration and flash, such as swim baits and spinner baits with Colorado blades in chartreuse and white. They can be productive around grass beds, docks, brush piles, and 3 to 6 feet. Also try fishing structures in 12 to 18 feet and in the mouths of creeks and coves. Fork. Bass fishing has picked up this week with the warming trend. Lots of fish pulling up on the beds on main lake pockets. Flip Texas rigs with Strike King Rage Craws and Green Pumpkin Gold and Purple Flake or Watermelon Candy in 2 to 4 feet of water. Carolina rigs with lizards and Green Pumpkin or June Bug along the edge of the grass in 3 to 7 feet, as well as points and secondary points. Livingston. Now, the cold front will be blowing in with Peter Rabbit this week, but expect fishing to be a little slower. White bass are good, though, on the humps and points on the mid to south end of the lake, trolling with 3/4 ounce slabs, jigging off the bottom near the island. Big Sam Rayburn. Bass are finding cover in the buckbrush to make beds and on grass lines and drains. Fish with the soft plastic trickworms and cinkos and on points using Carolina rigs and crankbaits. Crappie are good shallow on the rush piles with jigs and minnows. Fish are in all stages of the spawn. Catfish are spawning on shallow flats. Toledo Bend, depending upon the cool down, the bass should be in full swing as of the full moon that occurred on Thursday, April 6th. Other baits for bass are jig and pigs, a half ounce, three-quarter ounce in black, blue, peanut butter, jelly. I love it. For darker colored water, Carolina rig with plastic lizards and watermelon, red, and plum, apple. Zoom speed craws have also been producing in shallow water, fishing a Texas rig, casting to the edge of the grass, and the buckbrush. Fayette. You had to do this, Tim, right? Hippity hop hop, Easter fishing. You had too much fun with it. Hippity hop hop, I'll do it though. Hippity hop hop, Easter fishing is on the way. Bass are excellent on shallow points and along dam rocks in 10 to 14 feet of water with various shad color crankbaits, rattle traps, crawfish, plastics. Topwater bite is good early morning in shallow water with frog poppers, limestone. Largemouth bass are good out to 3 feet with bass on the beds. Sight fishing is in play, working swim jigs, Texas rigs, spinnerbaits, and chatterbaits. Crappie are good out to 7 feet on the minnows. Tawakoni, hybrid stripers and white bass. The bite's good with many fish spawned out, but some with eggs. Seeing lots of fish in open water and numbers on humps and points. Slabs and swim baits are working the best. Whitney, stripers are good to excellent on live bait and umbrella rigs with sassy shad tails. Best areas are from the McCrown Valley to Cedar and Bear Creeks. Lots of good largemouth bass are being caught in the river from Lakeside North.
All right. Just to follow up on what Harold just gave you, mm-hmm. when we compile this information, Caddo, Conroe, Livingston, Rayburn, and that was it, mm-hmm. were right at or above pool.
Ah.
Now, with the rain,
ah.
They're going to be above pool. Okay. All right, let's head to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir. Bass are good in 5 to 15 feet of water on Texas rig worms, lizards, brush hogs, cinkos. The topwater action and swim baits will also catch you a few. Big bays with cover are holding plenty of fish. Choke Canyon Reservoir over by Three Rivers. Bass are good in 2 to 8 feet of water on soft plastic in green pumpkin and watermelon colors. Crappie are good in shallow water on minnows and small black and chartreuse grubs. Falcon, bass are excellent in 5 to 15 feet of water on flats near deep water. Bigger bass are being caught dragging football jigs and crankbaits. Brownwood, boy, this is amazing, Harold. Mm. This thing is over 8.5 feet low, which is surprising.
Right.
But bass to 9.67 pounds are being caught on jigs and crankbaits in 1 to 8 feet of water. So you've got those that are coming up to spawn and then those that are still staging. Crappie are excellent in spawning near the mouth of the creeks in 2 to 5 feet of water. Allen Henry, bass are good on Carolina rigs, crankbaits, and live bait. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 12 to 28 feet of water. Meredith, poor Meredith, 55 feet low, but bass fishing has been good on minnows and artificials. Trout are good on minnows, power bait, worms, and small spinners and flies. Walleye are good on minnows and grubs. Several reports of walleye and crappie being caught at the end of the shallow docks. What's it going on in the hill country?
Let's head to Brady, near my little piece of heaven up there. Largemouth, they're in all stages of the spawn. Some are on bed, some are still staging, and some have already spawned. Good bass are being caught shallow on crankbaits and cinkos or with worms. Buckhannon, striper and hybrid fishing has been excellent, trolling and jigging. Crappie are good in 4 to 8 feet of water with chartreuse jigs. Canyon, bass are in all stages of the spawn there, can be caught shallow or deep. Target shallow bass with a white spinnerbait and white chatterbait. For deeper bass, slow roll a swim bait or drag a Texas worm along. Travis, bass are good and in all stages of the spawn in shallow water in the backs of cuts with shallow crankbaits, swim baits, chatterbaits, and soft plastic worms. To target bigger bass, fish deep the ledges. 25 to 30 feet, use a shaky head.
All right, on the hunting scene, spring turkey season continues in the South Zone through the last day of April 30th. The one turkey bag limit counties, there's 10 of them, Bastrop, Caldwell, Colorado, Fayette, Jackson, Lavaca, Lee, Matagorda, Milam, and Wharton will continue through April 30th. And the North Zone spring turkey season through May 14th. What gives us the reputation of having a regulated hunting season year-round?
Yes.
Is the South Zone javelina season and the other open counties for squirrel that runs through August 31. As we mentioned, Harold's limping along without his computer. But let me inject something, because I bought a couple of Fords here recently.
Yes.
Ford trucks. Needed to get one for my son. Then I needed to get one to replace the F-250 Olson Air that I had.
Right.
It got totaled.
Yes. That's and a then good reason to replace it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then looking around for something, there just were not any trucks, the availability. The manufacturer's still trying
the
to catch
you
up.
Wanted,
you know,
yeah, right.
Size that I wanted. So I looked around and found a F-150 and didn't want to spend a lot of money, you know, because I wasn't going to keep it that long.
Right.
When the 2024s are available, I'm going to place an order for another F-250 later this year.
Yeah.
So I bought an STX, which is basically a base model.
Right.
Let me tell you what. That's a lot of truck.
Yeah.
At a base level, you know. Had the, what I call the 302. It's the 5.0.
5 liter.
Yeah, 5 liter. Let me tell you what.
That's a great engine.
That engine is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I don't worry about the fact that it doesn't have power seats, because when I have power seats, I'm in one position all the way back and all the way down anyway,
right,
you know?
Right.
And then hooking up with your, you know, USB connections to my cell phone.
Right.
I've got the navigation. I've got everything that I need. This is a great little value if you don't want to spend the money, if you're looking for a great pickup for someone or for yourself.
Right.
And I'm looking at this going, this is a great backup vehicle for when I get another one.
Ah, and you like the tires, too. I know that.
Oh, I love the tires. and thank you. Add to the STX package the FX4.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the Ranchero shocks, you know, a little bit lift.
Right.
And one thing that our friends at Helfman Ford did for me is they said, why don't you put a leveling kit?
Uh-huh.
Not a lift kit,
right?
But a leveling kit, because the Ford F-150 naturally sits slightly nose down.
Mm-hmm.
Lift it up, it's level, allows for the bigger, as Harold would say, more manly tires.
Yes, right.
You know, it's just great. Four-wheel drive allows me to do just about anything that I want. That's the Ford F-150, STX, and then, of course, you can go XLT, or XLT,
Lariat,
King Ranch, or Platinum, you know, so you can get whatever you want, and more vehicles
well,
are
rolling
in.
Well,
that reminds
me a little bit about used to be for the Nissan Xterra, which was a fabulous vehicle.
Right.
My daughter still has my late wife's running great, you know.
Right.
They used to say, everything you need and nothing you don't.
Exactly. That is exactly true.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's a great vehicle. It's got your four doors, running board, et cetera, you know.
And it'll fit you.
Yes. Well, you know, a few years ago when the...
And it'll fit me, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
When the F-150 was increased, you know, in size slightly.
Right.
And I was surprised back then riding one, and certainly now that I own one, you know, how much... There is more room in the F-150
right.
today.
Right.
So, all right.
Man built Ford Duff.
Oh, without question. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going predator hunting. No, wait a minute. Hog hunting. I know we're going hunting.
More.
Yeah. Junior Walker is on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions.
You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. All right, we're getting some rains in parts of Texas, but you should already be feeding year-round Fortified Cottonseed. The advantage of limited intake, let me say it a different way. It's going to save you some money.
Ah, that's okay? Even better.
Yeah, because based on studies that we're hearing from ranchers that have gone all in and feeding nothing but fortified cottonseed, they're going to eat about a pound of the fortified cottonseed.
Yeah, they just eat what they need.
And they eat what they need.
Yeah.
That's it. You can get a load of it delivered if you need a bunch.
Right.
Or even better, and I was talking to Justin Spear recently, and he said, man, he said the cost to go buy the bags versus our cost to deliver in bulk.
Right.
He said, you know, it just makes sense because you're going to build a cylinder over a T-post,
right,
pour some in, and you'll be good to go. But go to Tractor Supply.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Go to their website to see more of the fortified cottonseed story at fortifiedcottonseed.com, and then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. I tell you what, met this guy about maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and we hunt alike, we think alike, and we just have a tremendous time when we're together hunting out in West Texas. And I love that sandy red loam soil that's out there.
Right.
And I'm talking about Junior Walker. Junior, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Bill. And you?
Well, putting up with Harold, but he's actually on pretty good behavior. I told him that this is going to be your first stop with us, you know.
That's right.
So be gentle.
He told me to be kind, but we're all in this together anyway, you know.
Yeah. Hey, you and I started off hunting predators with our Fox Pro equipment, and I never will forget a hunt that we just knew we were going to slay the coyotes because the front was moving in, and we hunted hard all day. You had a couple of your buddies, experienced predator hunters, and I think we called in a couple of yotes and just didn't do, and we were trying to figure out what went wrong, And a suggestion was to pitch up or pitch down the sound on a model of Fox Pro. I know you hunt tournaments. Have you tried that technique on your caller?
Yes, sir. Depending on, you know, you get the call and you want to start out probably on, you know, a little lower sound in case your animals are close to you. You don't want to just blare out there at them. And then if they don't show up just right instantly, then you can gradually increase the sound on it.
Right, right. Well, and also the pitch, the sound, because mm-hmm. all animals have a different vocal, just like humans do.
Sure.
You know,
right?
It's a little bit different. Something else that we ran into is we were hunting, and we were with a friend that wanted to hunt from on top of a hill at this time of year. When actually you and I kind of thought we should have been on the bottom and looking up and watching coyotes loafing along the side of the hillside. Talk a little bit about that setup as opposed to being run over by coyotes from the top.
Right. Well, usually you got to watch the wind, you know, because they're going to try to wind you no matter where you're at. But yeah, if the wind's real bad, it's better to get down there in the bottom with them, especially in the daytime, you know, because the way you set up, that's what it's all about. You get down there in the bottom, you know, if you got two or three people, you wanted to strategically place them around. You know, if you got a big tree, kind of back to back where you get a full 360 view of everything coming in.
Yeah, Junior, do you use any lures, you know, like, I don't know, you know, the vibrating bunny tails or things like that?
Yes, sir, I do. It's good to place them out away from you, you know, and get them to where they'll try to catch their eye on that lure instead of you, because it's all about being still and being quiet and not to try to move, because they can catch your movement. But what's real critical is your smell. You got to play that wind.
And you prefer playing the wind as opposed to putting a masking scent out, right?
Correct. But yeah. I'll scent out with fresh earth or whatever to kill my scent. But, you know, it helps, I guarantee you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but as wary as coyotes are, is there any hints on scouting, or just if you hear them the night before, you know they're there, or what?
Well, you can pretty much look at the country and tell that they're there. You know, around here at West Texas, they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. But they're a smart animal. I mean, you really got to know what you're doing when you call them, especially in the daytime. Nighttime hunting's different because they can silhouette you and everything else. But in the daytime, you don't want to have any smell and movement. You don't want to be moving around.
Boy, I tell you what a
great watch him coming in.
There you go. Yep. What a great answer, and what a good place to pause. He talked about night hunting.
Yes.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up that topic with Junior Walker right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We continue our conversation with hunting predator and hog veteran guide Junior Walker. Junior, you mentioned night hunting. We've done some of that, and your friends with our buddy Clifford Cheadle at Third Coast Thermal. Are you seeing, when it comes to both predators and hogs, people are doing more night hunting, or are they still going out in the day?
Well, they're still doing both, especially on these contests. You know, they're a 24-hour hunt where you hunt day and night, but they're two completely different type hunts. You know, in the daytime, it's like normal calling and everything, but your nighttime, we usually use like Zeiss 3x35 DTI monitor, monocular, and we kind of scout with that, and we locate our animals, and we set up and call and try to get them to come in.
Yeah, do you have any, I say preference, because they are different from the thermal scopes now that are just changing daily, are good night vision?
What was the question again?
Well, any preference or the differences between thermal and night vision, because they are different.
Yes, sir. I like them both. Mm-hmm. You know, you they've got good ones in both ranges, night vision and your thermals. But I personally like the thermals better, but the night vision do have quality equipment on those.
One of the things that we did on our last hunt last year together that was really intriguing, I'd read about it, seen it, and that was the scout that had the magnetic foot. Mm-hmm. That you could put on a vehicle, and we were hunting with Ryan Long, who has the YouTube video, The Way We Hunt, and basically it was just to preview an area and eliminate areas that didn't have critters or unproductive areas. Has that become kind of a mainstay for you, Junior?
Yeah, yes, sir. They're real nice because you can set up a laptop or anything on the inside or hook them up to your vehicle or whatever and Bluetooth them together. And they do a 360, and you can watch all the fields around you. You can tell if there's any animals out there or not, you know, even going down the road.
You know, I'm hearing people in South Texas that are using that type of technology. Just to see if there's any two-legged critters right. Wandering around. Yeah. I mean, you know, across the state, it could be someone that is trespassing.
Uh-huh.
But it's better to know your surroundings and use that technology. Hogs, we're about to start to warm up a little bit. Are you you still having success catching your hogs, and are you doing most of that at night, or is it during the day too?
Well, I'm doing most of it at night, Bill, like we was. But I prefer doing it at night because you can sit there and spot them with that monocular, and then you can get out and stalk them, get the wind right on them, and gradually stalk up on them. You can walk nearly right up on top of them, and then you can start hammering them.
Junior, you have any particular attractants or seed or feed or stinky stuff that you use with pigs?
Not really. I just, you get the wind right where they can't smell you and just be quiet because they can hear you real good, but their eyesight's not that great.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get right up there on top of them.
Most of the hunting that we've done is we've remained fairly mobile, Harold.
Yeah.
You know, and we may set up over an area for a period of time.
Right.
You don't see anything, then move on. But with this new technique Junior's using, it's where you can eliminate. I mean, we're going along at 30, 40 miles an hour
right.
down, you know, back roads and looking, and if you don't see anything,
move on.
Move on,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was thinking of your son, Hunter, and his store, and I want to recognize what he's doing. They're in Stamford with Hunter's Ammo and Camo. And we had tips that Harold and I both gave during the pandemic when you couldn't find firearms or
right.
ammunition to check in some of the smaller markets for maybe there's ammunition available. And is Hunter seeing more people from around the state and around the country calling him looking for things that maybe are still hard to find?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, they're calling him all over. And yeah, his number's 325-773-8080. And yeah, he's got a lot of ammunition and stuff that most people don't even carry.
Well, wait a minute now, Junior. What was that phone number again?
325-773-8080.
And okay. He's also got a website, Harold.
Oh.
Write this down. Hunters, with an S, huntersammo.com. And tell you what. And also something, he's carrying on kind of a family tradition of something, the Hunter Appreciation Dinner that you all have right before the opening of deer season. When does that normally take place?
It's usually the Friday night before opening day of general season.
Okay.
Whatever it falls on. But we have a good time, raffle off guns, and people donate stuff. It's gotten bigger every year. But we usually give it to the kids for Christmas. It's a non-profit type deal. And all the money we make from it, it goes to Project Hope through Trinity Baptist Church.
One thing about West Texas people,
yes,
is they got big, beautiful country, but they also know how to have fun.
Indeed. Indeed.
And again, that website, huntersammo.com, phone number 325-773-8080. You got any openings if somebody wants to come hunt with you? Should we give a number to let folks know how they can reach out to you if they want to book a hunt?
Oh, yeah. They can call me on my personal mobile number. It's 325-242-0335.
That's 325-242-0335. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to come out and see that rough, rugged country and hunt with a guy whose vehicle, his hunting vehicle,
yes,
is called the War Wagon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love it.
Hey, Junior, we appreciate you sharing your insight and some tips with us today on Texas Outdoor News.
All right. Thank y'all, Bill.
Thank you, Junior. Okay, yeah. Friends. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, First off, of course, for everybody, we want to say happy Easter and hope you're having a good time with your family. April 13th, Houston Ducks Unlimited Chapter, their conservation banquet held at the Gordian Sons Outfitters. Neat place. For information on that, go to ducks.org. April 15th, Permian Basin Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Midland. Info on that, go to rmef.org. Go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember that Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, they have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. But kits that include all these things. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Junior Walker. Just great guy. If you want to hunt West Texas and have a good time, give him a call, 325-242-0335. If you're having trouble finding ammunition or a firearm,
right,
go to huntersammo.com, and they've got information on a great gun store there in Stanford, Texas.
Well, check your local places, because my ranch is near Brady, and I had a buddy come into the place, and he stopped off in town. He said, "You won't believe how much ammo is at the Ace Hardware." Okay, you know, so check it out, man.
Hey,
check your local folks. Okay. Do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You can see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, and the archives of our show is there too, all right? Be safe out there so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.